garage. Punk. Dot. Com. Podcast.
Captain to passengers, fasten safety belts, please. We're preparing to blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Oblivion. This is Radio Oblivion. Radio Oblivion.
Radio Oblivion.
Burn, baby.
Grunchpunk.com.
Better living through discarded music, wild sounds, and rock and roll.
Good Gookum Mooka, just a look at me. I got a little girl, sweet as she can be.
Mojo Workout!
Right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network.
I want everybody to hit the floor.
When you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling and I'm shaking. And when you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart stops though and the stink bodies dance. And I'm panting and I'm shaking. Over me, I wanna hug it with all of my might, and I'm sweating, and I'm shaking. I feel and the fever, so I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever, and I'm shaking. Run through the mill, I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strong as in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like he took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Well, the sun rocks a ship on a sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I like a neighbor's wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking, and I'm jumping and I'm shaking.
I'm shaking.
Can't get rid of you, no matter how I
chillidos, sangre, voces vivas, la muerte caminando. Y el único sonido que se escuchaba eran los horis, los horis, los horis.
Episode number 36, baby, with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better living through discarded music with wild sounds and rock and roll, right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network, garagepunk.com on your internet dial, and we've got a monster show lined up for you today, friends. Start off with Little Willie John with the great I'm Shaking, and then from the UK, 1966, The Creation doing Biff Bang Pow, and ended up with the band of the hour, Los Horis, doing Dead Town. And I've got a special treat for you today, kids. All the way down in Auckland, New Zealand, we have Aaron from Los Horis on the horn. Aaron, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Michael?
We're doing great over here. You're a day ahead of me. I'm speaking to the future. Aaron, tell us, who are Los Horis, brother?
Los Horis are a garage band from New Zealand. There's me. I play guitar and sing. Jenna E plays bass. We got KFC on the drums. We just play some parties around New Zealand and Australia. Recorded an album. That's about
recorded
it.
Recorded an EP.
Oh yeah, we got an EP coming out on Off the Hip, which is an Australian label. Comes out in a month. Then we're gonna go back to Australia and do some more shows.
When is that coming up?
I think the tour starts on 29th of May, and we're going to Sydney and do a couple of shows, and then go down to Melbourne for the following weekend and do a couple of shows. So the EP will pretty much come out the same day the tour starts, so 29th of May. 5 songs.
All you folks have played in bands before Los Horis, correct?
That is correct. Me and Jenna had been living over in London, playing with our band Grand Cobra, and our visas ran out, so they kicked us out of the country, so we came back to New Zealand. And Kim, the drummer, KFC, he was playing in a band called The Blunts, and his guitar player had just left to go to London. And so we all got together and we were like, man, we need to start a party band. So Yeah, we started jamming some Gory songs and some Oblivion songs, and then some friends are having a barbecue and they're like, hey, do you want to play our barbecue? And we're like, yeah, let's do it. So we started a barbecue garage party rock band.
And how long ago was that?
Must have been like 2 years ago now.
2 or 3?
2 years ago.
So how did you hook up with Mixter from Off the Hip Records?
We were going over to Australia to play some shows. Well, we were actually going to Europe to do a tour with Grand Cobra, and we decided to stop in Australia on the way and do some Hori shows. And Mixter said, hey, do you want to come play the record store? Because he owns a little record store in Melbourne. And we're like, yeah, that sounds cool. So we went over and we played the record store. And the next night we went and played the Tote, which is in Collingwood. And we're playing with Johnny Casino. And after the show, Mixter was like, hey, man, do you want to do an album? We're like, yeah, that sounds cool. And he was like, so if you haven't broken up by the time you record an album, I'll put it out. We're like, okay, it sounds great. And then we went into the European tour, and when we came back to New Zealand, we recorded an album with Boss Christ and sent over the album, and he was like, yeah, it sounds great. And yeah, that was
now,
it.
Was the EP out before you met Mixter?
Oh, yeah, we did a three-song EP that we recorded in the basement that we were practicing in.
And that's the El Destructo EP.
Yeah.
And that's on Nightmare Records?
Yeah, that's our own little label that we've released like 3 7-inches and that one EP on... Oh, actually, yeah, 3 7-inches and that one CD EP.
All right, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the EP and the album and the recording process and all that good stuff. Stay tuned!
I also predict the world will come to an end as we know it today on August the 18th, 1999. But it will be February the 14th, the year 2000, until the smoke clears away.
I'm
Olivian, episode number 36 with Michael Kaiser on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. You just heard Los Horis doing Bleed For You. Before that, the Oblivions with Can't Last Another Night. Start off with the Elis down in Australia doing By My Side. Stay tuned for a giveaway contest for Los Horis' album, What's the Time? You don't have to know anything, you just have to do something. I need to figure out what it is. But in the meantime, let me turn back on my little Scott machine. Okay, and we're back with Aaron from Los Horis talking about the band, how they got started. Now I want to geek out a little bit and talk about the recording process. Because, Aaron, I have the EP, I have the CD EP, the 7-inch, and the album. And the recording quality and sound is consistent on all the recordings, at least to my ears. Now, on the first EP, tell us a little bit about that recording process. It says it was recorded by Rich Mixture.
Yeah, Rich Mixture's from a... he's from a band called the Rock and Roll Machine. They're like a, I don't know, like a super rock and roll band or something. And he said, I'll just come record you wherever you practice to get it sounding, you know, like how you guys do. So we were practicing in a basement at the time, and he just come and set up. And we did pretty much the whole thing live. He just set up a bunch of microphones, not too many, maybe 4 or 5. And we just, I'm pretty sure we did every song, like, you know, first or second take. It didn't seem to take that long, and then we just recorded some vocals over that, and he mixed it in his garage, and it was done. It was a really, really quick process. I don't even think we got it mastered. I think he just, you know, ran something at the end to kind of max it out a little bit, and yeah, voila.
He did a great job. And then on the album, What's the Time, we had the boss recording you.
Yeah, the boss. Bus Christ is he's amazing. He's a one-man country band. He's got big sideburns, and he plays these awesome country songs. He sits down and, you know, plays drums and guitar at the same time. And we met him just after we'd started Los Horis, and I think we've done more shows with Bus Christ than without. So he's kind of like our spiritual guide in a sense. And
he looks like a big old Grizzly Adams type of dude.
Yeah, he's a big Hazel Atkins fan. He named one of his kids after Hazel Atkins. Yeah, he's pretty cool. And he was like, come down to my hometown and we'll record the album. And he lives in like the middle of the North Island in a little hick town called Palmerston North. And so we went down there and we hired out like an old marching hall. And we just set the band up in the middle of the hall, and he mic'd the whole thing up. We did everything live, including the vocals. We overdubbed like some tambourine and some backing vocals, but we took down a whole bunch of homebrew. We brew our own beer, and so we took down a whole bunch of that, and we just had the party for like, you know, 3 days, and we did a few burnouts, which we recorded in the panel van. Yeah, it was a really good time. We just tried to capture that whole kind of, you know, that whole, I guess, like doing a live record, but doing it in a slightly controlled environment so that it could actually, you know, it wasn't a live record. It was something that would last a bit longer.
And he recorded that on an old early 70s model TIAC reel-to-reel half-inch, it looks like, on this one.
Yeah, that's the one he used. I mean, I don't know too much about tape machines, but he said, oh, this is the best thing to use. This is, you know, it's going to make it sound good. And he had like an 8-track as well, but we just used the 8-track to mix, like, you know, like a mixing board. So we just ran all the microphones into that and then straight out of the 8-track into the 4-track. And upon first listen, we were like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And he borrowed that 4-track off another New Zealand artist called The Mysterious Tape Man, who performs. He's also a one-man band, but he plays to like a tape backing track, and he wears like a mask made out of tape. And he's meant to be doing an album on Voodoo Rhythm soon, so fingers crossed that comes out.
Well, this is my baby, left me, and found a place to dwell. It's down the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. Well, you'll be so lonely, baby, oh, so lonely. Ah, baby, oh, so lonely. You'd be so lonely, baby, you'd be so lonely.
lightning from the moon. Captain Action!
Captain Action, so super powerful you can change him into nine of the mightiest superheroes of all time. Change Captain Action's uniform and face mask and he's Batman, fighting crime with his batarang. He's the mysterious Phantom. He's the Lone Ranger. He's Flash Gordon and he's Superman flying to the rescue. Get Captain Action complete with uniform, sword and ray gun. Then get his nine other great superhero outfits. They each come with action-ready uniform, face mask, and realistic equipment.
Fighting evil, that's his creed. Thundering power, lightning speed. Captain Action.
He's ideal.
Hey! 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 H
Heartbreak Hotel, followed by Leather Boy doing On the Go off the Wavy Gravy compilations, ended up with Los Horries doing Satisfy. You're tuned in to Radio Oblivion on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. Let's get back to New Zealand and Aaron from Los Horries. Now, Aaron, the layout on this CD is just amazing. And when I open up this booklet and I see how the Horries get their wild sound, and it lists out all these killer guitars and the drum kit and the amps and the pedals and everything. These are all things that are used on this album?
Yeah, totally, man. The guy who did the artwork, Luke Wood, he just came and hung out in the recording session and just took photos of everything. So if you can find those bits and pieces, you can sound like us if you want to. But the amps on the cover as well, those are the amps that we always use. They're New Zealand made amps. One's called a Holden and one's a Jansen. And the Holden's like, because in the 60s we couldn't import anything into New Zealand because of, I don't know, they wanted to keep New Zealand import free or something, or maybe it was too expensive. So they just had local companies just ripping stuff off. So the Holden's kind of like a real budget Marshall, and the Jansen's like a copy of a Fender Twin. So yeah, they just built those amps and yeah.
Now this CD, there's two versions of this CD. Tell us a little bit about that.
We decided to do 100 hand screened copies. And there's a screen printing place in New Zealand called the Garage Collective, which they hand screen posters and stuff. And so we did 100 hand screen copies of What's the Time? And they're all hand cut by us and stuck together. So if you get one of those, it's pretty special.
I have one.
I think the one you're going to give away is a hand-screened one as well.
Go! you don't want it, don't tag along. Is there something about me makes you want to join the team?
That was Los Horries with The Boss. Before that, The Eyes doing My Degeneration and starting off with some 80s UK trash. Ugg and the Caveman with Go Go Gorilla. Aaron, tell us a little bit about the great country of New Zealand. Most folks, especially that live around these parts, don't know a whole lot about New Zealand. We know about Australia.
We're two islands. Well, we're actually three, but one of them is so little that not many people live on it. And we're just a little bit under Australia. There's four main centers, two in the north, two in the south. You can do anything here. You can go surfing, skiing. You can go hunting for some pigs. There's not a lot of bands here, but what there is, you know, there's some real good ones.
And you're just outside of Auckland.
Yeah.
There are people that live in Auckland, New Zealand, right?
Oh, yeah. There's about 1 million people in Auckland. There's about 4 million in the whole of New Zealand. So it's not too populated, you know.
What about the music scene in Auckland?
It's pretty lively, you know. There's about maybe like four or five venues to go watch bands. There's all kinds of bands, you know. Some good, some bad.
What's your favorite venue?
There's a little bar called Whammy, which is underneath an arcade, and it's just, you know, kind of a little bit dingy, a little bit dark, and it's kind of all full of like beer, old American beer lights, like Miller Lights, and you know, all that. It kind of looks like a little, I don't know, Vegas bar or something.
But now you brew your own.
Yeah, we brew our own. It's pretty cheap. We brew 20 liters at a time, and it costs us, I don't know, $5 American. So you can have a party pretty cheaply.
And have Los Horries play.
Yep, you sure can. For Kim's KFC, the drummer, for his 40th birthday party, Boss Christ played in the backyard, and we had lots of homebrew, and we made a water slide out of like PVC plastic that went down the hill, and yeah, it was a good time. We make our own fun in New Zealand.
Yeah. for the mud as well. Got a time for stupid girls. They all jump off Crockett Bridge, take a leap on the ridge and suicide. I've done my bit, I tried and tried, I fought the law, I nearly died, I fought the wars, fought the NSU. But now it's time to say goodbye, I risked his days, I said he's right, I think he knows there's nothing else to do. Stop waiting for the mother world, got a time for stupid girls. They all jump off Crockett Bridge, take a leap on the ridge and suicide. I'm not waiting for the modern world. Got a time for stupid girls. They all jump off Crockett Bridge, take a leap on the ridge and suicide. And suicide. And suicide.
With the legendary Radio Birdman from Australia with Do The Pop. And after that, New Zealand's most famous punk rock band from back in the 70s that was Proud Scum doing Suicide, and then ended up with Los Horries with Dynamite. Now, I did play that track a whole bunch of episodes back, but if your attention span is anything like mine, you needed a refresher, baby. And of course, you are tuned in to Radio Oblivion with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better living through discarded music with wild sounds and rock and roll right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. Friends, make sure you have joined us over at the Garage Punk Hideout at hideout.garagepunk.com. It's our own little corner of the internet. All things wild and primitive. And I do hope you're enjoying this interview with Aaron from Los Horries. And mark my words, one day soon, this band will be considered one of the greatest legends from down underway. Let's get back to Aaron and learn some more about Los Horries. Hey, Aaron, you were telling me a story about some of the write-ups that you guys have been getting recently. Why don't you tell that to the 3,000 or so folks that are listening to this?
Oh, well, when we put the album out, we decided to send the album out to, you know, the magazines and newspapers in New Zealand and just try and get some write-ups, you know, try and get some reviews, see what they thought. So we posted them out with a little bottle of homebrew just to give them a little taste of Horry lifestyle. And it seemed to work because we got like 4 out of 5 stars in the Sunday Times and 4.5 stars out in and Rip It Up, which is like a little, you know, music magazine. So it pays to let people in on the beer action, I guess.
Now, wait, who did you guys beat out on the ratings?
Oh, yeah, we got 4 out of 5 stars in the newspaper. And I think Bruce Springsteen got 5. No, he got 3 out of 5. So we beat Bruce Springsteen by 1 star. We're 1 star better than the boss, the fake boss, because the real boss lives in Palmerston North.
Hey, so where did you come up with the name Los Horis?
Well, Hori is, you know, kind of a, it's like New Zealand slang for, you know, someone who does something on the cheap. And we were covering a whole bunch of Gorries songs at the time. So we were like, yeah, we could be the Horries, you know, like the Gorries covers band. And then we were doing this show, like country versus garage show, where we played with a couple of country bands. And I decided to theme the whole poster on Mexican wrestling. So I had a big poster of El Santo. And so I changed all the band names to Mexican wrestling sounding names for the show, and Los Horis just stuck. It seemed to work, and you know, it worked really well on the first EP, and then when we put the album out, we just kept it the same. So yeah.
Well, speaking of doing shows and all that stuff, do you have any stories? What's the weirdest show or the most odd situation for a show that you've ever been involved in?
We played some weird ones. We played like this this exhibition in a coastal town called New Plymouth. But the exhibition was for our friend's father, who had passed on, and he's like kind of a well-known New Zealand artist called Tom Chrysler. And so we played like the after party, and everyone was, you know, kind of dancing and going crazy. But it was kind of like it seemed kind of weird at the time, because it's like, oh, this guy's dead, but you know, we're all here celebrating. But that's what it should be, you know? It should be like, oh, this guy painted all this stuff, and he was, you know, really in touch with something that went on. And then, you know, we're kind of experiencing that by looking at all his art, and then, you know, having this kind of cool party and celebrating something rather than just kind of sitting around moping.
I'm going out. Gonna get my girl. Gonna go to the store. Buy some Thunderbird. Gonna get in my car. Find some place to be alone. And we're gonna start drinking till it's all gone. 2, 4, Thunderbird, yes, you. I say, baby, what's wrong with you? You look like you drank too much ESQ. I took her home, left her laying by the door. Got back in my car and drank some more. 2, 3, 4. ESQ.
Project hanging on me. Now everybody
to have their fries. But some will sip with currency. But mine is love cause it's so nice. There ain't no price to hang it on me. You pretty close, your face so fair. But look, it says that you want me. It tells me and I must be well. There ain't no price to hang it on me. I think you better watch your step. Well, where's she gonna mess with me? Thank God I'm not on your layaway plan. You could have called for work, you see. Not merchandise, no, I'm a man. There ain't no price hanging on me. No price tag on me. There ain't no price tag hanging on me. Say there ain't no price tag on me. Just can't find no price tag on me, baby. No.
Amazing, that was the Spiders with No Price Tag, and this one goes out to Greg Lonesome, because Greg, if you're listening, brother, that man singing was Alice Cooper, baby. It's true. And before that, the Gorries with Thunderbird ESQ. And you are tuned in to Radio Oblivion with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better living through discarded music, right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. GaragePunk.com on your internet dial. Fire up the Skype machine. Okay, and we're back with Aaron from Los Horries. Aaron, how can the people get in touch with you folks? How can they keep tabs on Los Horries?
You can go to our MySpace, which is myspace.com/thehorries. THEHORIES. Or you can check us out at loshorries.blogspot.com. I'm going to try and do like a tour diary of Australia when we go over, so you can keep up with us day to day, see what's happening, see what we're doing. It's exciting.
Hey, Aaron, you've been working on a podcast. Tell us a little bit about that.
Me and Jenna E., the bass player, we've been working on a podcast called Out of the Swamp. We're gonna host it on our blog page. It's just pretty much, you know, our favorite music of the month. And we collect a lot of 7-inches from around New Zealand and all over the place, really. So we're just putting it together, and, you know, you can tune in, listen to our broadcast. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll dance.
Well, what else do you have working for the future? You have another album coming out, or?
Yeah, we're working on an album at the moment. Just slowly, though, we're going to try and get it out by Christmas. Maybe we'll go to some crazy location and record it.
Boss?
Maybe not the boss. With the EP, we Don't Bother Us, we recorded with a local guy in Auckland called Todd Beebe at a La Sabre studio, so we might just go with him again. But his studio is pretty mobile, so we might try and get away to the beach or something and record by the seaside and see what happens.
But in the meantime, the people need to make sure they get themselves over to offthehip.com.au. Get all the Horries releases. Okay, Aaron, let's get out of here with one last song by Los Horries. Let's play something off the EP coming up.
Let's play Out of Touch.
You got it.
Now,
Now that's what I call a pounder, friends! Off the forthcoming EP by Los Horis, that was Out of Touch! Okay, I thought of what the contest is for the Los Horis What's the Time CD giveaway. You need to go to this episode's blurb on the Garage Punk blog. It's episode number 36. The easiest way to get there is radioblivion.garagepunk.com and write a little haiku about Radio Oblivion. If you don't know what a haiku is, look it up. You need this album. Aaron and I will decide on which is the most clever and accurate. And I'll send you out that CD. But you must leave it on the episode 36 blurb. We'll let the contest run until the next episode of Radio Oblivion. You have 3 weeks. Hey, visit my blog, friends, Michael Kaiser's house, kaiser69.wordpress.com. And in the sidebar over there, there's a link to the Radio Oblivion shop. Get yourself a sticker. Stick it to your forehead. Tell the world, blow your radio up, baby. Look up Radio Oblivion on Facebook and become a, quote, fan of the podcast. Bands, email me if you want me to play your stuff. MichaelKaiser@garagepunk.com. Hey, Aaron, it was a pleasure spending this time with you. I do appreciate you coming on Radio Oblivion, telling all the people about Los Horis, sharing those good stories. Let's get you back on here again real soon.
All right, man. It was my pleasure entirely. Thank you very much, Michael.
Frogs lay hundreds of millions of eggs every year. What would happen if they all hatched? American International Pictures presents Frogs, the story of the day nature strikes back. What strange sequence of events unleashed such a slithering, slimy tidal wave of fear? Why did these particular people on that particular island face this particular kind of terror? See Frogs, starring Ray Milland, Sam Elliott, Joan Van Ark, Adam Rourke, and Judy Bass. Frogs, an American International picture, in color, rated PG. Frogs, today the pond, tomorrow the world.